213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yes, la web rock station Vinny Times, le classic rock radio en direct avec nous depuis l'Italie, Mr. Simone Mularoni en direct, du guitariste et producteur du groupe DJM. Hi Simone, how are you?
Hey, all good, all good.
All good.
Thanks for having me.
Ouais, ouais, ouais. Ciao Simone, comment stai?
Ciao, benissimo, really good Italian.
Yeah, ciao. It's a great pleasure to hear you tonight on Tune4in Rock Show, Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio. Thank you for accepting my interview request, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. En direct avec nous donc ce soir, Simone Mularoni, eh oui, DJM, le guitariste et producteur du groupe en tout cas, ça fait très plaisir. Il vient ce soir donc pour en direct donc pour présenter, faire la promo donc du prochain album qui sortira le 9 octobre prochain de Tragic Séparation, qui sortira sur via le label Frontiers Record. En tout cas, Tragic Séparation sera le 10e album studio du groupe. Il succédera à The Passage, notamment paru en 2016. Ouais, 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 ouais. Simone, DJM is back with a new album, Tragic Séparation. Wow. The new album is a very emotional concept, musically, lyrically, and artwork.
Yeah, man. It's really good to be back after four years
yes.
since the previous album. So we're really excited, even if we cannot play live, but still we can show the new songs to the people. It's really exciting moment.
Ouais, effectivement, donc ça fait déjà à peu près beaucoup de temps, hein, notamment ensuite entre l'enregistrement de l'album, enfin la préparation de l'album, l'enregistrement, le confinement, effectivement, donc ça fait beaucoup de temps qu'ils sont pas montés sur scène, ça fait beaucoup de temps notamment qu'ils ont mis aussi pour le disque, mais là on va développer quoi. So, Simone, I said the new album is a very emotional concept. Yes, Tragic Separations is very emotional because it's on the music, it's on the lyric and artwork. Everything is combinated.
Yeah. Yeah, man, we have this idea that came right actually after we composed the music. Mm-hmm. Our drummer Fabio came up with this idea of this journey that this person, this character of the story, from the very first day, that's flesh and blood. You know, when you mm-hmm. when the character is born until is the end of his journey when. And in the middle, there's this tragic separation from his family. Then when he discovers all the new paths of life and all the choices you have to make. And it's we really put heart and soul on the album. So it's good to hear that it's emotional, you know?
Effectivement, le nouvel album, quand c'est un concept, vous l'avez compris, il est très émotionnel, mais émotionnel quand même, où c'est assez partagé du fait qu'il y a la musique, les paroles et surtout aussi la pochette. Tout est émotionnel, ils ont vraiment pensé à tout, quoi. Tragic Séparation, c'est donc un album conseil raconté à travers les yeux d'un protagoniste sur la vie et les chemins que nous pouvons emprunter, entre les choix que nous faisons ainsi que les conséquences de ces choix sur nos vies. Parmi les doutes sur les choix effectués, il y en a un qui résonne dans l'âme du protagoniste et si la réponse à tout cela était le chemin de lui-même. Voilà. Ça, c'est la question qui est posée, donc notamment dans l'album, et c'est avec ça qui développe carrément tout le concept, quoi. C'est vraiment du métal progressif, en tout cas. C'est du très très bien joué, quoi, et c'est vraiment excellent, quoi. For that moment, we know two titles at this moment, two singles. The first one, Flesh and Blood, and the new one, Hope. Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, man, there will be a third one, I guess, at the beginning of October, very day that the album will be out.
Okay.
And it's really hard for us to choose the singles because we really put heart and soul again on every song, so it's difficult. But I think we choose the three really different kind of music, kind of songs. I mean, the Flesh and Blood, of course, is the usual opener, you know, fast double bass with soaring melodic chorus, and Hope is a little bit more progressive. And I mean, we really had the different ideas between the band, in between the band and with the label. But Hope is one of my favorite, even if it's not so like fast like the first one. But I think it's very atmospheric, and I love the chorus. And especially, it's a little bit different for us having the verse. You know, it's less heavy. You know, usually the jam is like a tank. You know, when you start with a riff, you never stop. Right. While in Hope, there's a little bit more dynamic, and it's kind of, I mean, I wouldn't say different, but it's a little bit diverse comparing to the previous albums. And the third one will be even different. You know, it will be more straightforward,
okay,
heavy, and super melodic. So, but the whole album, I mean, it's always impossible for me to represent an album with just 2-3 songs. You know, I think everybody should listen to the whole album in its entirety to understand the vision of the band now.
Alors oui, donc il va y avoir un troisième single qui sortira un petit peu avant le 9 octobre, notamment avant la sortie de l'album. Oui, il y a un troisième qui sera beaucoup plus mélodique, qui sera avec de très bon morceau en tout cas qui va arriver. Alors oui, ça a été difficile de choisir les singles parce qu'il y en a, il y a un côté atmosphérique, il y a un côté heavy. Il faut aussi donc retenir les idées du groupe, les idées du label, etc. Les choix, donc ça a été un peu difficile de choisir les titres. Mais en fin de compte, finalement, ils sont arrivés et c'est vraiment bien quoi. D'ailleurs, on va développer sur le titre Flesh and Blood. Simone, the title Flesh and Blood kills everything. It's very heavy, progressive, and then there is all technical side of the band which start to play, and on the top of that comes the voice of Marco Basile, which gives an extra dimension. I love these songs. It's really cool.
No, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it was in the previous album, The Passage, we didn't have the opener. You know, usually in heavy metal records, you always have the heaviest, the fastest at the beginning, you know, because it's flashing and blah, blah, blah. But in The Passage, we had The Secret, that is, I think it's a great song, but it wasn't, I really felt the need of writing, and I don't want to say old school, because, you know, we have all the modern, like, production and effects and keyboards and stuff like that, but I really felt the need of writing a more direct, like super heavy and direct song, like we had in Momentum, Reason, or Hereafter from Frame album. So I think it came out great, you know. And every time I write a super heavy song, as soon as Marco sings on it, it really becomes DGM, you know. It's like I can have the heaviest riffs. Like sometimes I love listening to the more extreme bands like Nevermore and stuff like that. Those are one of my main influences. But then with Marco singing, it really becomes naturally DGM, you know. Even if you have heavy riff, but then you always have this melodic, shiny vocals on it. And I hope, and I think it's the trademark of the band now.
Effectivement, oui, c'est la marque du groupe, notamment c'est super heavy. Il aime les choses quand même très heavy, influencé par Nevermore. Ouais, effectivement, le titre, il est direct, il envoie, et il déchire en tout cas. Ouais, en tout cas, je peux vous dire que le titre Flesh and Blood, c'est quelque chose quoi. And the chorus is super catchy. Marco makes people want to sing along with him. It's so crazy, you know. It's like here I come, Flesh and Blood. It's awesome, really.
Well, thank you, man. But we really, with every song, we try to have the best, the most melodic and catchy chorus, because this is what we love in music. You know, all the members in the band, we listen to different kind of music, but we all love the good songs. You know, and a good song is good when you have a great chorus. So that's our main goal with every song. You know, even if it's fast or slow, whatever, we really spend the most time on searching for the best chorus, melody,
Yeah, that's right. Marco gives an extra dimension. That's true. Very true, man. Effectivement. Et oui, effectivement. Ils aiment écouter beaucoup de choses de différentes, en tout cas. Ça influence dans leur musique. Et Marco donne vraiment une dimension tout autre. Dès qu'il commence à chanter, le morceau prend son ampleur. C'est une très belle voix. C'est un très bon chanteur. Et c'est ça le truc. C'est ça. C'est donner une dimension à des morceaux comme ça. C'est fantastique, quoi. And the image of the clip video are very beautiful. The shots are very well done. Wow.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yes.
It was really crazy because we had to plan the whole video during the quarantine, the lockdown.
Yeah.
And our director, Matteo, he really wanted to go to Iceland to shoot all the story parts. So it was really a shot in the dark, as they say, you know, because we planned everything without even knowing that it was possible. So... But I think in the end it came out as personally, I think it's the best video we ever made. So
yeah.
It will be hard to top it.
Ok, effectivement, ils ont fait un très beau clip, hein. D'ailleurs, je pense que Myriam va le poster du côté, en tout cas sur la page Facebook, va poster le clip vidéo de DJM. Franchement, il est très très beau. Il y a de très très belles images et c'est vraiment très bien fait dans un endroit comme ça, assez sombre, au bord d'un barrage. En tout cas, c'est vraiment bien, quoi. Did you use a drone for
We used the drone. I mean, in Iceland, it was only the actor and the director.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go there.
Okay.
And he used both the drone and the cameras. And the band part, it was in a place like 2 hours from my hometown.
Okay.
And it was crazy with this super wall with water in the other side. And the drone shots were amazing. You know, it's super huge and massive.
Ok, donc à peu près 2 heures de chez lui notamment, donc l'endroit se situe effectivement, un endroit perdu comme ça, où c'était idéal pour le clip. Effectivement, ils ont bien utilisé des drones et tout un système de caméras. Il est très très, donc le groupe est très fier de ce clip et lui pense que c'est vraiment leur meilleur clip, etc. En tout cas, c'est cool, ouais, ils sont très très heureux. And the clip video is not far away of 100,000 miles view on YouTube. My God.
Yeah, man, you always hope for the big numbers, of course, but nowadays
100,
there's always new music coming up every day. So you could have one day with like 10 different singles from 10 different bands, so it's hard to shine, you know, on top of everyone. But I think we have our fan base. We're not Metallica, of course, we're not a big band, but I hope people, I see that people still follow us, and and all the fans are really loyal and they love what we do, and that's the main reason we play in the band, man. It's just because we love to see the people's reactions of every song and, you know, of every video. So that's the main reason, man. The passion and the fans being happy.
Effectivement, c'est de rendre les fans heureux, etc. Heureux. Déjà là, le clip vidéo d'ici les jours prochains va atteindre les 100 000 vues en tout cas sur YouTube. Ça, c'est génial. And the comments of your fans from all over the world are excellent. For example, I can read some words like this. Simone from me is one of the best songwriter and guitarist metal in last 20 years. This is the comments, huh? And DGM, another one is DGM is one of the top 3 progressive rock metal bands in the world. And another one, best 8 minutes of 2020. Wow, it's nice to read this.
It wasn't hard, man. 2020 has been shit. <Until now.
laughs> Yeah, but the people love the music. But the fans from around the world love your music. That's important.
Yeah, it's the most important thing, more than money and whatever in music business. It's, I think, when every time we go live and we see people singing our song, that's meant the best reward ever. That's the only thing that I think when I write a song,
okay,
is to please the people and to please myself, of course. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's good. It's good.
Ok, donc en fait, hein, donc effectivement, les commentaires sont très très bons, notamment sur donc sur YouTube, notamment sur le titre, les 100 000 vues donc d'ici quelques jours en tout cas. Ouais, c'est, il y a de très très bons commentaires des fans du monde entier du groupe, ça c'est génial, c'est cool quoi. And the second single is Hope. It's a very modern production. It's another style of DGM, as you said.
Yeah, it's as I told you before. The record company and some other guys in the band wanted to choose another single as a second. Mm. But, you know, we really think that the new album has a many good songs. So it's always hard to choose. And Hope was one of my, it was actually me pushing for that song. Because because it's somehow different. I mean, you always have the big chorus that you can sing. But in my vision, it's something a little bit different with the heaviest riff and the not super fast tempo and the melodic solos. But still, I think every song that we do it sounds DGM, even if it's like super fast or mid-tempo, whatever. So I think it's a good song. It's a strong song that will be really good live whenever we will be able to come back.
Okay.
I'm happy with that.
Ouais,
I hope you like it too.
Yes, of course, the second single, Hope, notamment, c'est un très bon titre, très moderne dans sa production, notamment. C'est un autre style proposé de DGM, effectivement, comme l'a dit tout à l'heure, il l'a bien énoncé, hein, notamment Simone. Ouais, effectivement. Donc, je rappelle en direct avec nous, Simone Mularoni, guitariste, producteur du groupe DGM, Tragique Séparation, ce qui sortira le 9 octobre prochain via le label Frontiers. Voici le track listing. Ça, l'album ouvrira avec donc le Flesh and Blood, en 2, le Surrender, en 3, le Fate, le 4, Hope, en 5, Tragique Séparation, en 6, Stranded, en 7 Land of Sorrow, en 8 Silence, en 9 Turn Back Time et en 10 Curtain notamment. Donc je rappelle, l'album sortira le 9 octobre prochain. So, next question is about the bass, the drums, your solo on the Hope songs and Marco's voice are one. A very beautiful union surrounds the band. We can feel it. It's great.
Oh, thank you, man. I think I am super lucky because I have the best bandmates ever.
I mean, that's right.
I've been working in the studio producing other bands since 20 years, and then it's really rare to find a group of people. I mean, I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the guys. And everybody of the guys has a different, distinct personality, and of course they're super prepared technically. A lot of times I feel like ashamed because they're super prepared and super technical, and I have to study way more to keep up the level of the guys. So, and yeah, I mean, especially Andrea, the bass player. And, you know, nobody, a few people in the heavy metal world talks about bass players, but I think Andrea is probably one of the best. In Italy, at least, bass player that I ever worked with.
He's fantastic player and fantastic guy. Fantastic guy, really. Oh, yeah. Love him. Love him a lot. Respect him a lot.
All the band is like family, you know. We've been playing together since 2005, and we never changed the lineup. And it's really like running a family, you know. Sometimes we have discussions, sometimes we have arguments because of on a topic or another one. But in the end, If you stay together for 15 years without being rich, like the big bands, it really means that you care for each other, and the passion of what you do is what keeps united the group.
Eh oui, effectivement, Marco Baldile donc au chant, Fabio Constantino à la batterie, Andrea Arcangeli à la basse, Simone Mularoni guitare en direct, Emanuele Casali au clavier. En tout cas, oui, ils en forment qu'un. C'est une famille, effectivement. C'est une relation familiale. Et bien sûr, qu'Andrea Arcangeli, c'est certainement un des meilleurs musiciens bassistes en Italie. Oui, c'est un grand monsieur, en tout cas. Ouais, et très respectueux, en tout cas. C'est un grand, grand monsieur. Pour l'avoir comme ami, c'est juste génial. Et vraiment sympa comme tout, quoi. Simone, we need a good news. When you will go on tour?
We honestly don't know, because this is the first time in 15 years that we don't have the tour planned because of the virus, you know. Usually we go out right after the album comes out, so in the beginning it should have been like November or December, but hopefully we will do something in the spring.
Okay.
But now it's hard to tell because all the promoters and agencies are still waiting for the world to
Effectively.
Go back to a normal situation. So it's really hard for us to tell the fans when we will go out. We really want to play like now, you know, so.
Okay. Effectivement, il va falloir patienter un petit peu pour la tournée, notamment toutes les agences effectivement ont mis tout le monde en attente. Certains arrivent à booker, mais c'est quand même à prendre avec des pincettes parce qu'on ne sait pas encore ce qui va se passer sur les 6 prochains mois. Ça, on n'est pas à l'abri encore de d'autres bêtises effectivement, mais bon, mieux vaut patienter et je pense qu'il faut prendre ses précautions à l'heure actuelle quoi. Just before the end, two more questions. The first one is about when the new merchandising will be online.
I think right after the release of the album, so mid-October,
okay.
Something like that. Right. You know, usually we print all the merchandise, t-shirts and stuff before because we have the tour, but now not having the tour, it's all the times and schedule is a little bit relaxed, you know, so
okay.
I think somewhere around October we will have new shirts and CDs and vinyls, and the new album will be out on vinyl too, so it's great.
Ok, donc le nouveau merch arrivera. Enfin, ils vont y aller doucement parce qu'il n'y a pas encore de tournée. Donc effectivement, il y aura quelques des t-shirts, en tout cas quelques vinyles, oui, et CD sur le site qui s'appelle djmsite.com. En tout cas, ça, vous pourrez y aller. And finally, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please, Simone?
Yeah, thanks everybody for following the band and for thank you for having me here. It's been a pleasure and let's wait for October when the album will be out and let us know what do you think about the new album and if you like it, and please spread the word around the globe on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, and peace.
Yes, hell yeah, sur la Rubrack Station, Vinny Times, le Classic Rock Radio, 213 Rock, en direct, Simone Mularoni, guitariste et producteur du groupe DJM. Simone, thank you very much, mille grazie.
Thank you, grazie.
Grazie.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I love Italia too. Love Roma.
Yeah, great. It's the best place in the world.
Yeah, but we have the best football team in the world. It's France. I'm kidding.
We'll see.
Yeah, no. Ok, thank you very much. Tout de suite, on continue en musique avec le second single Hope, DJM. Je rappelle, l'album Tragique Séparation sortira le 9 octobre prochain. C'est 213 Rock. Hell Yeah, c'est la Web Rock Station Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio, DJM Hope, le second single de l'album Tragique Séparation. Vous avez entendu Simone Mularoni, Yos Maestro, il était en direct avec nous, c'était un mec cool, un mec génial, très bonne interview en tout cas, un grand moment que vous retrouverez en podcast après l'émission, ainsi que des vocal snaps, hein, notamment sur nos stories Vinyl Times, sur la story de 113 Rock, ou alors sur la page de 113 Rock, etc. quoi. Allez, tout de suite, en direct avec nous, le Madame Maroc. Bonsoir toute seule.
Bonsoir tout le monde.
Comment vas-tu?
Je vais très bien.
Ça va?
Ouais, ouais, ah, je vais très bien.
T'as passé un bon week-end?
Ouais, j'ai la patate.